Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Live and local, John Potter, and in the studio with us is comedian Bob Zaney and a good friend of his, JB Jr., and here in the studio. I hope you guys are as funny right now as you were in the lobby.
No, that's actually, we stopped. We decided not to be funny, John. And by the way, speaking, I'm trying to look for, we want to get you some more Facebook friends. So John Potter's on Facebook, but there's like 28 John Potters.
See, that's the problem.
That really is the problem. Yeah. So you should go with John Potter X or something like that, and then it's easier for you to promote it. Do you see what I'm saying? Can we find you? Are you a black gentleman?
Because
John Potter here is a black gentleman. Here's one that's in a band. You're not a digital creator because you don't know how to do any of this. Here's Hard Knocks University. He lives in Calgary, Alberta, that John Potter. So he's Canadian. That's exciting. Should I be his friend?
I think I'll pick that one, yeah.
We're going to find it later.
I never understood how people could find the right John Potter. There's hundreds of them out there on Facebook.
There's several Bob Zanies, and I don't know who the hell these people are. You go there, and they're in a different country. So they're, you know, they're siphoning off something of my life. They're sucking my soul, John.
Okay? Well, Bob Zaney is performing at the Silver Legacy this weekend. First, apologies for missing your show on Thursday night.
I couldn't do it. JB, of course.
Are you serious?
When I heard you canceled, I told them, I said, I'm not going on stage until he shows up. So I haven't done a show yet. I'm waiting for you to walk into that door. No, it's okay, man. I get it. You know, I've done this a long time. I don't want to be there.
I was honest with you because I usually blame my wife when I decline invitations. Oh, Kathy doesn't want to go. And I actually fessed up. I was exhausted.
Yeah. And you look it still. And that was Thursday. It was so a
you tough
imagine
week.
What the hell? Have you thought about sleep? Which one of these John Potters actually gets a good night's sleep? That's what I'm going to check.
So, how was the show on Thursday
night? It was a fantastic show because you weren't there, John. I didn't have the pressure of having to make you laugh.
Sitting in the front row, that's right.
Yeah, you sit in the front row, and hey, it's me. And it's like, come on, man. I got to do a show.
So, I'm guessing there was a lot of election material.
Not really. A little bit. But you know, Biden is in Peru. He's visiting the rainforest. Did you know that?
No.
President Biden's going to visit the rainforest, and he said to prepare for it, he bought an umbrella from Jeff Bezos, the Amazon rainforest. Anyway, he didn't I screwed up the joke. I should have said the Amazon rainforest. But I think this.
This
little,
is where you try it out.
How about Whoopi Goldberg, huh? How about that? She said because Trump was elected, she's not going to have sex with men now. And Whoopi, on behalf of all men, thank you. We can't thank you enough for that. Thank you, Whoopi.
That was a wide open. She left herself wide open for that.
Anyone does. Who cares? You know, are you really that hurt by it? No, they're not. They're just they hate themselves. And they have to present that.
You are the most topical comedian I know.
Yeah.
Every show of yours is totally different. The minute you see a news story, you find the funny line.
I tried it, and did you hear about it at the bakery? She said the bakery in Long Island would not serve her because of her political views, and then the owners came out. They had a press conference.
It wasn't because
of her political views, because that day she came there, it was all-you-can-eat muffin day, and they couldn't afford to have her do that. A lot of things going on in the news, so.
Okay.
You got to keep on top of the news. Now, I have a Zaney report for you. How about that?
Right, folks. It's time for the real news. It's the Zaney report.
That's right. A lot going on out there. New study has found taking selfies kill more people than sharks. Did you know that?
No.
And those numbers double if you take a selfie with a shark. There you go. Hey, in Connecticut, a man on parole was arrested for putting heroin in his Bible. He's been charged with possession and leading us into temptation. Sacramento, your neighbor down to 80, right?
Yep, just over the hill.
Five people were hospitalized after eating nachos from a gas station. Another 1,000 got sick just thinking about eating nachos from a gas station. How about that? And the board game Clue. Do you play Clue, John?
It's been a while, but I love board games.
Yeah.
Yes, I do play.
And JB, you've played Clue.
Yes.
And you're both older gentlemen. You know what they're trying to do now with Clue? They want to appeal to younger adults and teenagers even.
Yeah.
So they've updated the Clue, and here's a sample answer for the younger people. It was Karen in the safe space with a participation trophy. Updated. Buena Park, California. A man was arrested after he bit the eyebrow off another man in a bar fight. Ugh. Yeah, they didn't identify the victim, but they said you'd know him if you saw him. Finally, this is exciting here on the Zane Report, an exclusive feature here on John Potter when I'm here. A sad note, a 7-year-old Kansas City man robbed a bank because he preferred incarceration than to continue to live with his wife. The sad part, he was placed under house arrest. And there you have it, the Zany Report. BobZany.net, go there and see where I'm headed next. This is a really great microphone. The way it just wants to keep staying up. Did you feed it Viagra before you got it here?
Okay, very nice. Oh my goodness. Okay. So it's a little more political, your act.
It's not really, it's funny.
Well, it's still the top story right now.
It's a mishmash of what's going on in the world. That's what I like to do. Yeah. I'm a mishmasher from way back.
And how is the crowd reacting to the political material?
That much. Again, Sean, I don't know what to tell you. It's not like I'm doing a political show. I'm out there, okay?
How can you avoid it, though? I mean,
well, I think now you're going by a resume from 1988.
Okay, I'm an old
man.
The
last one you did was from 82. I had just started out in show business, and I had to lie.
Few more times will be up to 2010.
JB, is his mic on?
Oh, yeah.
It
was? JB?
I guess he's... I'm wasting my time with these right here. At least my ears are warm. It's kind of chilly out.
Well, you can call up and talk to Bob Zany here.
And we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the show tonight.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah, I think so, John. I think what you do for the community, you're a provider. You give them information. You give them entertainment. We're going to give them a pair of tickets to the Laugh Factory at the Silver Legacy Hotel and Casino.
You are so full of it. Who else?
No,
is...
they're your tickets from the other night.
Yeah, no, we're going to, that's funny, JB. My God, I didn't know you were funny still. Anyway, it's going to be, we're going to give away two pairs of tickets. So let's get the callers. That'd be great. I have to have the ear muffs on.
Sure, 884-9910. Let's have somebody, you pick the winner. We'll take the calls. Craig, take the calls, put them on hold. And Bob here will pick the winner of a pair of tickets to the Silver Legacy for what night?
Tonight.
What
Saturday,
time?
Saturday, 7:30 or 9:30.
You have two shows tonight. Who's appearing with you?
Really funny, two very funny people. I wish I remember who they were. No, Robert Zabata and Christy McHugh is there. So very excited. And JB will be seating people. So that's actually funnier than the whole show, watching them seat people if they don't tip them. Oh, my God.
They're amazed at the mustache. Saturday nights, I always dress up.
Yeah, he always dresses up. He puts on his formal dress. That he wore at the prom.
Now, you come out with kind of a tux, don't you?
No, it's a suit. I look like an insurance salesman who hasn't sold a policy in about 5 years. And they keep me around for the white guy quota. But I did go shopping at Forever 51, so very excited. In fact, I think I saw you there.
Forever.
Yeah, can't let go.
Forever.
We can't let go of those 50s.
Forever 70 in this case over here. So, Silver Legacy, the comedy... Laughing Factory. Okay.
The Laugh Factory, yeah.
Laugh Factory, great little showroom.
It is a great showroom.
One of your favorites?
It's one of my favorites, and I say that because I'm here now. But look, let me say this. It's part of the row. It's three casinos, and they all interconnect.
I love the row.
I love Circus Circus. I love the fact that the circus acts are free. It says free circus acts. But really, how could they, not give them for free? Can you imagine? Hey, I saw you looking at a trapeze artist. That's $5. You know what I'm saying? It has to be free. And the Zoltar machine is not working, by the way.
What?
I went over to the Zoltar machine.
I love the Zoltar machine by the ice cream place. Yeah.
I wanted to film it, and because the first night I did the Zoltar machine, he talked about laughter, and I'm going, are you kidding me right now? How weird is that? How great laughter was. And Zoltar. But by the way, he says hi. And I'll be a dollar.
I had the home version of Zoltar.
Oh, you did? What was that?
A little electric thing. It was kind of like the electric battleship, only this was a little Zoltar, and it was a plastic globe with Zoltar inside, and you pushed a button. And
then your wife then called the hospital and said, nah, it's too much. You got to take them out. You got to take them away for a little while.
All right, let's go to the phones, 884-9910, although lines are full right now. Oh, nice picture, JB. That's great. Wish I could describe it.
Oh, that is very nice. That wasn't even Halloween. Are we going to talk to the callers? Who do we got?
Let's talk to Blake. Hey, Blake, Bob Zany is picking a winner for the show tonight, and Mr. Blake? Zaney, talk to Blake.
Hey, Blake, how you doing, man?
I am wonderful. How about yourself, Mr. Zaney?
I'm doing great. What do you do for a living, Blake?
I am a engineering supervisor for the Staybridge Suites here in Reno. I just basically keep all the rooms working and clean and neat, all that
that's
good stuff.
Blake, and that's part of the Hilton family, right?
I want to say they are part of, we're all part of the same conglomerate, like an IHG property.
Are you in one of the rooms right now, Blake, vacuuming? Because that's what
sounds like.
Okay. I'm just kidding you, man. I'm kidding you around. We just won a pair of tickets just because.
What?
Yes. I got more to give away.
We have all these calls
here. Don't worry.
Okay. All right.
My God, John, it's not about the fifth caller anymore. It's about quality, not quantity. Sorry, Blake, that you have to hear all this, but this is how Potter works.
Blake, congratulations.
Oh, yeah, I used to work with him.
Oh, you did? Okay. So these are old colleagues calling into the show, making sure you have to dial 911. Blake, hang on the phone. I bet he has you in his speed dial. Well, are you one of his Facebook friends?
You know, I don't think so.
I only have 45 friends. So.
I want to get 100 friends for John today on Facebook because he's very excited about it. He used to have a whole bunch more when he was at
9,837.
But he hasn't let that go. And
I'm going to start telling everybody to start adding John Potter.
The Staybridge suites and and closets. Well, so hang on, Blake. We're gonna go to the next call. Thank you, man.
Hold on, Blake. And Craig is going to get your Craig wants your name and your email and your phone number. Hold on, Blake. Let's go on to Greg in Gardnerville. Greg, welcome to the show. And here's Bob Zaney for you.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Good, Bob. Thanks.
I love Gardnerville. In fact, I'm going to be up in Carson City next month filming my pilot at the Carson Nugget, the Bob Zaney's Big Money Game Show. Very excited about that. So it's very exciting.
No joke.
Have you heard of me before? I'm sorry?
Yeah. Can I get tickets to that too?
Now you're getting a little greedy, and I haven't even given you tickets for the other one. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to just put you on hold and never get back to you. I'm kidding. Of course,
never.
You could get tickets for that too. Okay? Who's running the board?
I am. Greg, what do you do for a living?
Yeah.
I'm a retired contractor, Nevada.
Oh. For the state of Nevada?
No, I'm a licensed contractor.
Oh, so you kill people
Nevada.
Huh? In Nevada?
Yeah.
Did you work in Vegas a lot? Do they find all your work when they're digging up Henderson and they're building up new houses?
No,
from when you were a contractor?
Still taking up bones on Lake Mead, though.
Oh, they are. Do you know that? Remember that barrel they found with the bones in it?
Yeah.
And
yes.
Police finally ruled that it could have been a homicide. Anyway, you can't write that. It may not have been a homicide. It is Las Vegas. It could have been a magician's trick that went wrong. Hang on, Greg. You just want a pair of tickets, and we'll get you those tickets for the Nugget. It's December 28th. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. But what about the show tonight?
He wins tickets tonight.
Okay.
We'll get his information, and I'll call him again with the information for the Nugget. How's that?
Greg, hold on, my friend, and Craig will get your information. Craig, thanks for doing this for us. It's really awesome. What can people expect on tonight's show, Bob?
Well, I'm going to clothe tonight. Tonight I plan to wear some clothing. Last night I did it completely nude, and I think it was distracting.
A little bit.
I know
bit.
I was a little distracted by it.
Well, it's Reno, you know.
You know what? They can expect funny, okay? And if you don't think I'm funny, move on. I don't know what to tell you, you know? That's all. I'm a people person. You know that, right?
Yes. Yes, you are.
I had a woman come up to me last night, and you were there. You saw that. She says, I have 15 cats. I said, wow, I have one. She said, what's it called? I said, normal.
Are you one of those comedians where you got to be careful not to sit in the front row?
No.
Or you're going to target them?
No, I target people in the back of the rows. I walk off stage and talk. You saw me last night. I was walking off stage. I was talking to an empty section. And actually, I think that was the best part of the show. There was no one in the section. And those sections I like to call the VIP section because there is no VIPs. We're in Reno. Let's just be honest. Let's go to whom?
Manny is calling from Reno.
Okay.
Manny, welcome to the show. I'm glad you called. Here's Bob Zaney.
Hey, Manny.
Hey, Bob. Yeah.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I heard you was giving John's tickets away to your show tonight, and I was going to see if I could get them.
You can get them. Now, is your given name Manuel?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see how I figure that out. Manny?
Yeah.
How'd what do you do for a living, Manny?
I work in the distribution center.
Okay, you know, I'm going to leave it at that. And I know how tough it is.
No distribution center jokes?
I know how tough it is to be a drug dealer, and I don't want to. Manny, I love you. And you're in Reno. This is even easier for you. Can you imagine the people from Gardnerville trying to get here to the show? How far is Gardnerville from here?
It's like 40, 35 miles.
Yeah, that's going to be a little bit of a hole. Yeah. But you know what? We got Craig on. He's going to get your information. You want a pair of tickets tonight's show. You get to pick 7:30 or 9:30. How's that?
Cool. Yeah.
Thank you, Manny. 9:30. And your enthusiasm is really hyping me up right now.
Right,
Manny.
Thank you, man.
He'll get fired up. Hold on, Manny. Thanks for calling. Greg will get your information. We're going to take a break and be right back for a final segment. And don't take your headphones off yet.
I thought we're going to a break. I'm taking a break
from
the headphones.
All right.
I listen to you, John. I have listening skills.
One more segment with Bob Zaney and JB Jr.
Things I do for John Potter in this town.
When we come back, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 11:22.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk Station. 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
John Potter live and local with Bob Zaney, and he's appearing at the Laugh Factory at Silver Legacy tonight. Actually, this weekend.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow, too. Is the Laugh Factory in Silver Legacy your Reno base? Is that your place now?
That is the place. Ever since the dog park kicked me out, I have nowhere else to go but the Silver Legacy. Because I was using the fire hydrant, and I thought, you know, I saw the dog
going,
why not me, you know? That's just me. And then, of course, I like to walk down to the Truckee River and go, look, water. And then I walk back.
Okay. And your Carson City base is still the Nugget.
It's the Nugget. It's always the Nugget. I love the Nugget. And it's so important.
Well, they love you, too.
I know. But we did a, you know, it's funny you were saying any movies or TVs. We did a TV series there. That became a movie called Casino Boss. I'm one of the stars of it.
I keep hearing about this. How can people see this?
They can go to CasinoBossTV.com, and you can watch the whole thing right there. It's kind of cool.
Was it made for just the internet? Or?
Well, no, I think they wanted to do something else with it, but because of you not helping out, it didn't go anywhere.
So they made the pilot. I'm sure they thought that, hey, this could get on TV.
It was beside more than a pilot because it was actually four episodes, and then they put the episode together and made it a movie. But we also did Carson City Tonight there. I was the host, and we did about 8 different shows of that where it was like Johnny Carson, and I introduced people. One of the things I did in the show, which is interesting, I don't know if you've seen Hacks on HBO, but it's about a stand-up comic, Jean Smart. She's like a Joan Rivers type, and she does a talk show. But I would do a thing where I'd interview someone in the audience or talk to them, and then I said, you should be a guest on the show, and I'd bring them up. They did that on there.
Did they really?
It doesn't matter. I'm on John Potter's show, and I don't think he knows yet, but wait till that kicks in.
Well, you've probably seen Bob Zaney on TV or movies. If you go on IMDb, you have a lot of things you were in.
Yeah, I'm trying to update all that because it's amazing the amount of stuff I've done. And every day, I just got a check for Joe Dirt, you know, because I was in the movie Joe Dirt, residual check, 1 cent. I'm not cashing it. You can't write that. I was, and for years it was like $22 every quarter, but now it was just 1 cent. Think about that.
That's actually,
it costs more to make the check and mail it.
This is believable. Yeah, I get what you're saying because I have the 2-line speaking part in Kenny Rogers' movie, and for like 20 years I would get these checks for $13 because it was playing in Japan.
I know, and that's the thing that you need to think about because you're still big in Japan. A lot of people saw
Kenny
Rogers
movie. I guess now I am.
And they go, how can we get John, you know, Kamishiwa? And how can we get John Potter out here? So.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, this is interesting. Arigato in Japanese, you know what that means?
No.
Thank you. Arigato means thank you. But in Espanol, arigato means my cat name is Ari. Anyway, this is going to be a big show tonight.
You're right. Yeah. Gato is cat.
Yeah, there you go. Los Gatos, the cat. Los Baños, the bathrooms. California is just littered with it. Did you know it's Los Baños means the bathrooms in Espanol?
Now I know,
I mean,
my
they
friend.
They must laugh. Whenever.
Now I'm killing myself for canceling out on Thursday night to see you. I'm just killing myself.
It was an amazing show. There's like two or three people who were in that show watching it, still talking about it. They said, boy, he's not funny. He was the worst comic I've ever seen in my whole life.
Stop it. You're great.
Because negativity always outlives. You know, this is my campaign of joy, and that really paid off, huh?
So why do you focus on Reno and Carson? I mean, aren't you nationwide?
Yeah, I go everywhere.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
good.
I was just all the month. I was in Galesburg, Illinois. I was in Peoria, Illinois. I was in Niles, Michigan.
Merrillville, Indiana?
I've been to Merrillville. They had the Star Theater there.
That's where I went to college, and they always had the showroom, and some big names would play there.
Yeah, I played there.
Yeah.
You got to hear the guy who runs it. He lives in Florida out in Naples. I'm going there next week. I'm going to Naples and Orlando. But the guy that runs it, he told me the best story. Bob Hope was playing there, this obviously years ago.
Yeah.
And he got $100,000 to pay to do the show, and he gave Bob the check. And 3 months goes by, Bob hasn't cashed a check. 4 months, and he's thinking it's
really?
6 months he's going to get the money.
Yeah,
like a day before 6 months they cashed a check, and he found out later that Bob would put these checks in his sports coats and stuff and forget them. That's how rich he was. He'd forget $100,000. Now, all three of us would never forget a $100,000 check, but he did.
Did you ever see any of the old masters like Bob Hope?
I worked with Milton Berle, Red Buttons. I did some roasts with him at the
I saw
Club.
All the old stars when I was in Vegas, Red Skelton, Milton Berle.
George Burns, I did a TV show.
I saw Bob Hope. I mean, and they all still had it.
But can I ask you something?
What?
Do you think they saw you? Anyway,
But I saw Danny Thomas kept me in stitches, and Red Skelton, 20 years after they took him off TV, was still at his peak.
He really was.
These old stars were all just fantastic.
I remember that painting he did of you as a clown.
Okay.
And people still talk about that. Boy, I love to see the demographics of this audience because all the names you just dropped.
You mentioned Bob Hope. I saw him at the Sands, and I saw Bob Hope when he was pissed off. He had a real attitude. That was entertaining too.
Well, he
came out and he said, because the Sands hired him for their 50th anniversary or something, and Bob Hope in the showroom, and I went there, and he got out there and he said, yeah, so glad to be here in the place that made Sammy Davis and Dean Martin famous. Yeah. Like he wasn't part of the history, and he was jealous of the people who made it famous at the Sands. All right, let's take one more call. Joe calling from Sparks. One more call to Bob Zaney. Hey, Joe, thanks for calling. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Joe.
So nice. Bob, nice to talk to you, buddy. I kind of feel a little sorry for Bob Zaney because he's not even the funniest person in his family. Bob has a wife who's a comedian, and she is hilarious.
Yeah, Erin O'Connor's my wife. Very funny. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. And thanks for calling in. Goodbye. I'm kidding. God. John was ready to cut you off. How sad is that, Joey?
We just take orders.
Thank you for calling from Sparks. I hate these calls from Reno. I want somewhere farther.
I know. Bob, you know what? I'll see. I'm going to be there on Sunday night.
You are? Okay.
And
we know, Joe, because
old
Joe comes. You come every week, you and a group of guys, and then the thing about Joe, which he's an old Italian, okay, Joe, right, Joe? And they play bocce ball during my set, and it's very fun to watch him play bocce ball during my set.
No way, Joe's on the phone?
That's Joe, Joe.
Joe. I know Joe.
He's a Joester.
I don't know what's real or not.
No, Joe comes to the show every week.
Does he really?
Every Saturday.
Bob,
he has a table.
If you see Brandon, the sound guy that, yeah, he did. He got up there and did 5 minutes the other night. He was really good.
Oh, good.
Do you
want to just call up and during my segment talk about all the other funny people? Because you know what? I have feelings, Joe. I don't need this.
Okay.
I went to high school. Do you understand? High school. I got through the whole thing.
Joe, thanks
ask Brandon who performed last Sunday night.
All right. I'll get right
Thanks,
on that.
Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
Appreciate
right.
it.
We'll see you Sunday, Joe. Thank you.
Bye.
You're the best.
I got to wrap it up. But, folks,
oh,
if you want to see comedian Bob Zaney appearing at the Laugh Factory in Silver Legacy, how do folks buy their tickets there?
How do they do that, JB? Go ahead. Tell them. You should know.
You can either go online to Ticketmaster, or the better way to do it is just come down to the show and get them at the ticket office. You'll save some money.
That's right.
And we have a two-for-one local special.
But you can Google Bob Zaney Silver Legacy, and that'll pop
up. Or the Laugh Factory.
Yes.
Or the Laugh Factory.
Okay, Bob Zaney Laugh Factory. Get your tickets, folks. He's hilarious tonight and tomorrow. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow. Thank you, Bob Zaney.
Thank you, Joe.
One show tomorrow. One show tomorrow.
On okay, good.
That's the one Joe's coming to.
And guess where we're going right now, John? We're going to go to the Dollar Tree.
All right, have fun.
I'm sorry, the $1.25 tree.
I was about to correct you there.
Yeah, I don't want to take away from President Biden's legacy.
Get there before it's a $1.50 Dollar Tree. Hey, guys, thanks
You're
for coming.
You're the best, baby.
Okay, baby. I'm John Potter, live and local. It's just me and you, folks. Open topic, 884-9910, Fox News next. And we'll be back on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 1135.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, and live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back, John Potter, live and local. It's 11:40. It was a beautiful morning. And did you see it? The red sunrise this morning. Beautiful red sunrise. And here's the thing. Trump won the White House, the Senate, the House of Representatives, and even the sunrise. See, the red sunrise. No, not a coincidence. Morning in America. Trump, as you know, has run for president three times, and he's two out of three, and that ain't bad, as Meatloaf has taught us. But in Nevada, going to make this local, and I just dropped my notes over the counter to the other side, and Craig is busy at the moment. But you probably heard over 9,000 ballots were not cured and will not be counted in Nevada due to their unverified signatures. And most, about 6,000, are in Washoe County. Over half of those uncounted ballots are nonpartisan or minor party votes. 1,782 of those trashed ballots were from Democrats. 2,263 of the tossed ballots came from Republicans. Yeah, what do you think of that? Everybody gets a mail-in ballot now, huh? But it's interesting about the election, as I went into the numbers and further into it, is that in 2016, when Trump ran, he lost in Springfield, Ohio. In 2022 in Springfield, Ohio, or I'm sorry, 2020 in Springfield, Ohio, he lost. And then in 2024, Springfield, Ohio, where they may or may not eat cats or dogs, he won. So, you know how we're told about the evil, racist, bad, bad, you are bad, 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 over the cats and dogs thing. Trump won in Springfield, Ohio. And it's also nice that despite the media's predictions, the sky did not fall. It was not the most important election of our lifetime, and our country will go on largely disturbed. I don't know what the rest of my notes said because they fell over the floor, but I can't reach them. But from the top of my head, I'll tell you, watching the news coverage of the election, everything was, as you know, shocking, unprecedented, a stunning surprise, real chaos today. The country's in uncharted territory, a historic moment in modern times. What does that phrase modern times even mean? The media throws that and recent history all the time, and they're too vague, those terms, to mean anything. Actually, I feel that reporters and anchors today suffer from bad news bias. And if it isn't bad news, they make it sound like bad news. And this was a good example of that, because to them, the election was bad news. But we're used to this. You know, everything is shocking, unprecedented, unparalleled, historic crisis from the media. Hey, you people, we can handle it. America is apparently way stronger than the media thinks. Like I said, the sky didn't fall, but I heard a lot of bombshell and political earthquake stories on Election Day. But we're not the snowflakes that they make us out to be. Like, oh no, what will we do now? Good Lord, life goes on. And that's not to say it wasn't important. It's not to say the issues are not crucial, but the system worked, and it's a testament to the strength of our constitutional system and the still lingering decency of our people. And I'm happy about the candidate who won the presidential race because I believe it is in the best interest of our country. But we all know the world doesn't end if our party doesn't win. And I think, I don't care what you think about what I'm about to say, I think what Joe Biden first said in the Rose Garden after Kamala lost was the best speech he ever did. And basically what he said was America is strong. He, by the way, he was 20 years younger. I don't know how that happened, but you know, he said America is strong. He wasn't frowning or anything like that. He was almost smiling. His message about the election was America is strong. Our people are strong. We can handle it. Issues are important, but we will always survive. Democrats is going to work out okay. You know, I'll shut up with the namby-pamby here, but we're going to be fine. And speaking of the 2016 election, it brought back a Reno memory, and I don't know how many of you remember this. It brought back the time when Donald Trump, right after he became president in 2017, he made one of his first trips to the, I think it was his very first trip to the Western United States, and he came to Reno in 2017, soon after he was officially the president. Actually, we were the second Western city that Trump visited after he became president. August 2017, he came to the Reno Sparks Convention Center to speak at the annual convention of the American Legion. And here he arrives at our airport. Governor Sandoval, he's shaking his hand when Trump got off the plane. Other local dignitaries there to greet and welcome him. And who was missing? Certain members of our city council refused to go to the airport and welcome the president to Reno, Nevada. If I'm not mistaken, I think Breckus was one of them. And I thought, why the heck? Who the heck do you think you are? You're a Reno councilwoman snubbing the president of the United States? This is how you want to represent all of us in Reno, shunning our president? Is that in the best interest of your constituents to not make a good impression of Reno? To the highest office in the land, you know, it's good to have that person as a friend to the city. It's the president. And you are a small city council person who thinks your personal opinion matters more than what the president can do for our city. It's just the ego. And here's another. January 2017, the month that Trump became president, I think it was days after, and some local organizers sent Channel 2 a press release that there was going to be this women's march. They said this would be the first women's march of its kind in Reno. They did it for years after, but this was their first one in 2017. And the organizers stressed that it was going to be a non-partial, non-political gathering, and that all local women of all persuasions were welcome to join them at the plaza there downtown by City Hall. And it was to celebrate. I remember they used the word celebrate. It was to celebrate women in our area. And Channel 2, the assignment editor there, wanted us, me and the rest of the morning crew, to really push this event hard because this was going to be a big event honoring women. And I had a feeling, and I told management that this, being so close to the inauguration, sounded to me like it was going to be a political event. And I got told, oh, no, no, strictly nonpartisan. Children are welcome. And they even wrote this story for the newscast without letting me write it. And so we promote this thing on the air. And what happened on that day? A loud, screaming mob with bullhorns, a lot of expleted deleteds. It was F this, F that. There were signs reading. And by the way, if you do a Google search, you can see the signs from one of the newspapers that they took pictures of the signs. There were signs there that read, not my president, keep your policies and hands off my genitals. You know, I think there was another word for that they used. Lots of hate, a sign with the president's face with a big red X over it. There was a sign of Trump and Hitler side by side, a sign that read, grab him by the, with a picture of, yes, you can guess. And there were kids there. And we said children were welcome. And we encouraged this and we promoted it. So I thought, you know, the liberals in management got me that time, but they won't do it again on my watch. So anyway, I'm not there anymore. And I just say, don't trust anything you hear on the TV news. I mean, they can talk, but to be trusted, I don't know. But boy, that so-called women's celebration was downright nasty. It was, I don't know if they still do it. It was January, I think, around January 17 or something. I knew they did it for like 4 or 5 years or so. Anyway, I'll shut up now. 884-9910 is our number. I got one more segment to go. I'll leave it up to you. 884-9910 is the number. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:51.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hi, friends. Welcome to... Oh, I only have a couple of minutes. Okay. Something, I got off track on the last spiel. I got picked up my notes on the other side here. And I just want to repeat that we had over 9,000 votes in Nevada that were tossed because the signature wasn't right. And these people lost their votes. And it's not a fault so much of them. It's not a fault of the registrar's office. It's a fault of this whole system, this whole idea that everybody gets a ballot. And if you want your vote really counted, you just have to go in person, because over 9,000 is a heck of a number. They finish counting votes in Nevada. Election is done. The deadline to fix the signatures was Tuesday this week at 5 p.m. Over 9,000 ballots were not cured. They were thrown out. Over 1,000 were Democrat ballots, over 2,000 Republican. And these numbers, if you look at the in-between of these votes, I mean, those numbers would have changed a few of the tight races we had. But over 9,000 Nevadans, ballots thrown out. Were they purposely fraudulent? Were the signatures not right because somebody tried some voter fraud? Were they purposely fraudulent? Were the signatures legitimately not the person who the ballot belonged to? Was it evidence of growing voter fraud? That's bad. And if they were legitimate votes that got trashed because people don't do the cursive writing that well anymore or something like that, that's bad. Still like this, you know. Anyway, this did make me laugh this week. An email I got from a listener that said, John, you would think that a state whose main industry is gambling would have perfected counting to an art form. So anyway, the election is fading away, and I am not going to be pushing politics much at all starting next Saturday. I do the show from Carson City, which is going to be a lot of fun. Hope to get some Carson people on the show because, hey, I mean, the election is passed, and haven't we had enough of politics for a while? But I always invite you to do so, right? This show doesn't exist for me. It exists to be a forum for this area. And whoever you are, whatever your take on things, I invite you to sound off. 884-9910 is a number. So politics, listen, I'm sick of it right now. I'm sick of it now, but you know, I still run into people who don't get enough of it, and they are insatiable. So this show is always for you, and the lines are always open. And thank you, Craig, for doing so much work today and getting all those winners for Bob Zaney. I mean, my gosh, I had no idea so many people listened. It was really something to see, and it wore you out. So,
well, it drove me nuts because the phone started ringing and I started answering. And during the commercial break, I had a hot mic the whole time for 3 minutes and some odd seconds. So
it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. It wasn't? Good. So at least like I didn't break out into a tirade of negative.
I know exactly. How many times in my career has the microphone been on when I didn't know or the phone was on? And listen, hey, part of the biz, you know? All right. Hey, it's been a fun show, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, next Saturday, we're going to be broadcasting live from the studios in Carson City. It's going to be a Carson Valley-oriented show. I can't wait. Craig, have a great weekend. You did a great job today. I appreciate it. I really do. And friends, have a great weekend. Keep a smile on your face. As I said, the sky did not fall. Election day. Let's be happy for America. See you next Saturday.